Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, former Air Force officer, University of Texas professor, best-selling author. Tex Mars coming up in the next hour. We'll also have open phones for him. Then we got Michael Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com, joining us the third hour. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, nationally syndicated columnist for Creator Syndicate. Also a former editor of the Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics. Got about 4 minutes left, sir. Appreciate you coming on today. We had you on about the whole dictatorship development and continuity of government, the rest of it. Now in the last 4 minutes we've got, get into what's really happening with the economy and that one of those last editorials you wrote about inflation.
Alex, you know, you need to get better connected with your programmers, because they told me the reason you wanted me on the show today was to talk about my last column on the economy, the return of the robber barons. People can find that on Counterpunch or VDare.com. I'll skip over most of that and just point out that according to the latest government statistics on employment in the United States, 1/4 of all the jobs created over the past year, that is from June of 06 through June of 07, 1/4 of these jobs consist of waitresses and bartenders. So here we are, allegedly a superpower with a high-tech economy, and yet our graduates from our colleges and universities have to find employment as waitresses and bartenders. Where's the rest of the employment? Of the total 1.6 million net private sector jobs created over the past year, June through June, leisure and hospitality accounted for 30%. Education and health services accounted for 35%. Of that 35%, 100,000 jobs are in educational services and 456,000 are in health care and social assistance, principally ambulatory health care services and hospital support staff. That is, this is all jobs that do not require any university or college education.
So basically no high tech.
No high tech. And finance and insurance added 93,000 jobs, of which 1/4 were in real estate and 1/2 were in insurance. Transportation and warehousing had 65,000, and wholesale and retail trade added 185,000. So you can see what it is. Over the entire year, U.S. economy created 51,000 jobs in architectural and engineering services.
Wow, I got to have you back on just on this subject, man. That is incredible.
It's been like this in the entire 21st century. This is the seventh year of this. And now, to get into the inflation, as you probably know, the inflation measures that are used is called core inflation. The reason they like core inflation is it leaves out food and energy. So two of the biggest components in people's budgets aren't even measured in core inflation. Even in the wider measure, which you see less and less, the Consumer Price Index, how do they measure housing? They don't put housing prices. They use, as a proxy for housing prices, they use the rental price of housing. Well, obviously, rental prices are less than mortgages. Otherwise, people would buy, right? So the rental price of housing is another way they keep the measure down. Another way they do it is if the price of beef goes up, they assume people switch to something lower price, like
so
chicken.
Bottom line, where is inflation?
Well, it's much higher than it's reported. It currently, in the second quarter, the CPI was running at 5.2%, but the rate that they use all the time that you hear about is core inflation. That's only 2.3%. So you can see, even with all their phony manipulation of the consumer price index, it's still 3%, 3 points, 3 percentage points higher than core inflation.
We're out of time, Doc. I need to get you back on specifically about this subject.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to try to twist Tech's arm and stand a little bit in the next hour, and we'll get Michael Rivera on with his monthly visit with us. We ran out of time getting into dictatorship and then what's happening with the economy with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, and he said even though he's out of town next week, he would like to come back on because he knows how large the audience is and actually talk about the economy. That's what he wants to get into. He says we talk about martial law every time he's on the show, and he thinks our audience knows about that. So we will get into what's happening with the inflation indexes and the plunging dollar with a top economist. He'll be on with us sometime next week. Tex Mars, Air Force officer, and, of course, also best-selling author on multi-fronts, both educational and educational books, and then, of course, books purely for mainline education, textbooks, and then, of course, on the New World Order and criminal acts in government. A great political mind and a good personal friend of mine. He married myself and my wife and his lovely, wonderful wife, Wanda. They're just great people. And he's based right here in Austin, Texas. And I was on his show yesterday, the taping of it. I guess that's airing this weekend or next weekend on the weekend. And we're just always honored to have Tex on with us. Tex, there's so much happening. And I kind of liked the theme of your show yesterday about lying government, lying New World Order. And we could get into that, just the whole culture of delusion and illusion. Or we could get into some of the new books. You just published one about the whole Illuminati slash Zionist connection. I mean, there's just so much going on, so much happening out there. What do you think is most important?
Well, you know, I think the issue of lying. You know, now some people out there might say, "Oh no, we're going to get a sermon," but this is not about a sermon. Although, you know, even Jesus himself said that he is the truth. And it's very significant, though. The whole Big Brother police state system is based on a lie, and really a network of lies that it's like a mosaic that they're putting together. And they come so fast and furiously, you know, it's almost like a NASCAR race. And you can't keep track of all the drivers and the cars. But you know one thing, they expect to be at that finish line and bring in their new world order. So we're going to have to confound them. We're going to have to cause a few crack-ups. And I mean that in a good way, because these are very evil vehicles. You know, they're not like our friends, Jeff Gordon and the others in the NASCAR race. So we really need to look at this. Alex, you've done so much on your Terror Storm is an important video. We shouldn't forget that. I know you've got another video coming out soon, but this one, Terror Storm, it really lays out the lies. Now, you see, we have to remember something. You know, even the Bible talks about having a sure foundation. Well, Satan also has built a foundation. Everything that Bush did, everything that Clinton did before him, they built it on a foundation. They cooked the cake, so to speak. They did the cooking. They put in all the ingredients. And the icing will be their total police state control. So we've got to mess up that cake. We've got to get in there and take out some of those ingredients and say, hey, wait just a minute. There's poison in this cake. This isn't sugar and flour and such. These are poisons.
And by the way, Tex, would you say that they've got the, what's that called where you squeeze it and it's got the end on it and you put the icing on? You know, they've got that pastry tool out right now applying the icing.
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, I wrote a book some years ago called Circle of Intrigue, The Hidden Inner Circle of the Global Illuminati Conspiracy, Circle of Intrigue. And I had a whole chapter in there talking about the use of pageantry and illusion. And both of those go together. You remember from the time we had the shock and awe. And we had a Bush going up to the ground zero and holding on to the shoulder of a fireman. Then he rode the aircraft onto the aircraft carrier and declared mission accomplished. And how many hundreds and hundreds of our men and women are dead since the mission was accomplished.
And just went to the collapsed bridge. It's just to stand there and be our hero.
Exactly. They do all these things. Everything, the Jessica Lynch, the Corporal Tillman, everything is based on pageantry, but then you have to mix in the illusion, which means it's all based on a lie. You know, the Hindus call it Maya or illusion, and they believe the whole world is basically like a stage. Everything is scripted. Well, you know, I'm not a Hindu, but I'm beginning to see the amazing thing that you have revealed in Terror Storm, that it is pageantry and illusion. Now, unfortunately, you know, we're inside this great grand theater of illusion, but when the show's over, when the third act is finished, we're all going to be in a concentration camp if these people have their way.
They'll take Hitler.
You're not going to walk out and get in your taxi or your limo or your whatever car you have. You're not going to be able to get in and go and walk away and say, what a nice movie. I'm telling you, they're going to wrap you up in the movie. It's sort of like the story of the guy that was bemused by the cannibals eating up the pot. And he said, what's to eat? And they said, you. You know, so this is where we're at now. Illusion leads to death, to bloodshed.
Well, that's what Hitler and Stalin, to a certain extent, but Hitler and Goebbels, the nighttime rallies, all the pageantry, constant parades, huge banners everywhere. You know, but look what it led to, 20 million plus dead Germans alone.
That's right. You know, I'm working on a book now, Alex, just to give your people a little hint. It's on monumental architecture. Even architecture, even buildings are designed as occult satanic symbols, and they are part of this pageantry and illusion cycle. And again, we go down to the lie, and Today, maybe we can talk about some things, even Pearl Harbor, because I have some astonishing new information that I don't think has been revealed on any national radio program. I'd like to reveal on your program today for the first time.
Absolutely, but instead of graciously plugging TerrorStorm, Codex Magica, you know, we've got it at InfoWars.com. It is the preeminent book. It's the size of basically the Dallas phone book of documents, photos, how they're doing the symbolism, how they believe that they energize themselves, how they believe it creates power, and then of course the Winnipeg Press just put out the Hermetic Code, and this guy now has joined them, and he's a scholar. He has like 3 degrees in it, and about how the Winnipeg building is a 666 sun god temple with an image of a baby being sacrificed right in there. So I'm very excited, Tex, to hear that you're getting into the, I mean, I know you've been into it forever, covering the architecture of all of it. But before we go any further, you've also got a free newsletter. It's people can call and get a free one and then get on the list and have it mailed out to them each month. A very powerful, always cutting-edge type material. How do folks call and get the free newsletter? How do they call and get a copy of your newest book, Codex Magica?
Alex, of course, you know, they might want to get a preview of the book. I appreciate your kindness in mentioning it. They can go on powerofprophecy.com. They can go on infowars.com. And I appreciate your organization offering Codex Magica. Go on the search engine there, look up Codex Magica on your book list, or go to mypowerofprophecy.com. And at the same time, they can ask to be put on our computer mailing list to get our newsletter each month. Just sign up on our home page of powerofprophecy.com, or they can just call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, and say, hey, I just heard on the Alex Jones Show, you'll send me a free issue. And we'll do that. We'll send a free issue. Nobody will ever call.
Now, give that number out slow, because after you leave, I'm going to get 50 phone calls wanting that number. Give them that number, please.
Okay. It's toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. I hope people will wait till after the program, because we've got so much exciting information. For example, you just mentioned, we were just fixing to talk about World War II. You know, that whole war, of course the Nazis were evil, no doubt about it. And one of our allies, the communists, were also evil. We took sides. We two scorpions in a bottle. We said, okay, we're going to favor this scorpion.
And the communists killed 3 times as many, but that was our little buddy.
Yeah, Joseph, you know, Uncle Joseph, Uncle Joe to FDR. But everything was based on illusion. And in Codex Magica, I have a picture of Sir Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, our great ally, in the garb of a druid witch. He was a druid witch, and there he is, in his, you know, along with his other witchcraft members. Franklin Roosevelt was a high-level Freemason. He was already also into witchcraft, because Freemasonry...
Well, I've seen in mainstream books... One time I was at my parents' house, I just picked up a big book on Winston Churchill, and it just passing showed him in his druid regalia, but go ahead.
Yeah, Codex Magica has a picture like that, too, showing him. Of course, FDR and his Masonic cohort, who was the Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Henry Wallace, who later ran on the Socialist Workers' Party ticket for president, but Wallace and he conspired together and brought forth the all-seeing eye and the pyramid on our $1 bill. Here again, magic, the new Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new world order, in the midst of chaos and suffering and 50 million people perishing in the flames of World War II, they present forth their goal, their objective, which is the Novus Ordo Seclorum, right on our major currency note, the $1 bill. This is how much they're into witchcraft and magic. Now, Bush is too. Member of Order of Skull and Bones. So was Kerry, of course. And Hillary, listen, this will be, if she is elected, it will be the first lesbian witch ever elected president. We've had first ladies who were lesbian witches. We had Eleanor Roosevelt, who had a female lover in the White House, and at Hyde Park, the presidential library in New York of Franklin Roosevelt. Eleanor Roosevelt, they have now copies on display of her love letters to her lesbian live-in lover, Miss Hickok,
talking
about
amazing.
How I love to kiss your lips and all kind of junk like that.
Well, we'll stay there. Tex Mars, we're going to come right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Big time. Big time.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Tex Mars is our Big guest, John. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas, via the GCN Radio Network. This is a short segment, so we're going to get into one of the big lies just that we saw today and yesterday. Concerning this planet and what's going on. Then we're going to get into the Pearl Harbor research that he's done in the next segment. Tex Mohammed Karzai, this is the Unicole executive they installed. Literally, they've had a staged election. That's well documented. And but he bumped heads with Lord Bush yesterday.
That's right. You know, both he and the puppet that we put in office there in Iraq have problems because the people of those countries see who the real oppressor is, and it's Imperial America and its Zionist friend Israel. So Karzai has a little problem, but I think it's interesting today. Talk about a lie. Karzai was asked by the press, what about Iran? Because the propaganda coming out of the Bush administration, the Pentagon, is that Iran is the one funding and doing all the dirty work inside of Afghanistan. Karzai was asked about this, and he says, no. Iran is a big help to us. They're cooperating against the Taliban. You know, in other words, they're our friends. They're our allies. Ahmadinejad, who Bush portrays as some new Hitler, you know, is Karzai. Karzai says that they're Afghanistan's friends. Well, Bush tried to correct it right away and said, oh, no, that's not true. You know, Iran is a problem, and, you know, they're destabilizing the Middle East. Now, this is all part, of course, the Bush strategy to try to convince the American people that our next big war should be fought against Iran. So we're going to have another big explosion of bloodshed. They've already sent this General Bergner, who's a con man, evidently. He's going to be the new conduit for lies. You see, they can't trust the military brass on scene there in Iraq. They haven't.
Because the military's instinct is to win.
Yeah, and you know, there's a number of military people who are not liars. You know, I was in the Air Force for 20 years. I retired as an officer. There's a lot of guys that are patriotic there, and they just don't want to go along with these lies. But what they do is they groom certain people. They give them stars. They promote them. You know, they began back in the days of Alexander Haig, who was a desk jockey. And they give people like Colin Powell and Alexander Haig, and now evidently this General Bergner, and they become conduits for lies. So that's what they have now.
Well, that's just like they created the Office of Special Plans in the Pentagon to lie and create fake intelligence, because the Pentagon wouldn't do it.
That's right. And, of course, they had neocons running that office, but they took in a couple of officers, Colonel Franklin, who, of course, now was indicted and admitted he was guilty of spying for Zionist Israel. For AIPAC, and now two of the officials of AIPAC are going to go on trial too for spying, sabotage, you might say, against America, our supposed ally. But you're right, there's the Office of Special Plans, then the Office of Strategic Influence, and when they were found out, they just changed the name of these offices in the Pentagon.
Now, the Office of Strategic Influence publicly said it was planning news and paying for news overseas, but it turned out billions in fake news was purchased here domestically.
That's right. Newspapers, you know, they have these video VNRs, I think they're called, news releases, video news releases. It looks like, you know, you're watching like Channel 4 News or something in some city, but really it's all just fake. They even have an attractive female anchor, an attractive male anchor, and they're chatting about how wonderful the Iraq War is and all the great things that are going on there. These things have been released, and hundreds of TV stations play these, thinking that they're coming from some legitimate news source. So this is an amazing thing. Hitler and Stalin, you know, it's interesting. The number one news source during the communist era in Russia, Alex, was called Pravda. That was their newspaper. And Pravda, the Russian word, means truth. Of course, it was a lie, but it was truth. And I remember reading the publisher of USA Today, after Gorbachev, you know, ended supposedly the Iron Curtain, he went over to visit, and he visited Pravda, and they said they were telling the American newsmen, oh, we're changed now, we're going to tell the truth here in Russia. But he noticed that they had not taken down a huge sign in their major newsroom, and it overshadowed everything they were doing at Pravda, which supposedly means truth. And it was a quote from Lenin. And basically what he said, and let me paraphrase it, he said, words are more powerful than armaments, than tanks and guns and airplanes. How can we allow people to say bad things about the government, being that words are so powerful?
Stay there, Tex. We'll continue with this on the other side. And I've got one more little caveat about Iran. We'll get your take on that. We'll get into Pearl Harbor and a lot more. Best-selling author, pastor, Air Force officer, Tex Mars.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies, if you've done tons of crunches and hours of cardio to burn off that puffy little pouch of fat under your belly and haven't succeeded, maybe it's because it really isn't fat. Often that puffiness is simply accumulated gas and undigested food from too many meals. If that's your problem, Aloe Colon and Body Cleanse can help you rid yourself of that buildup and bloat. Aloe Cleanse is quick, easy, and gentle, and it really works. For years, Hollywood stars have raved about colon cleansing and how it helps maintain their youthful figure and baby soft skin. You will too. Now you can try Aloe Colon and Body Cleanse for free. Yes, I said free. Just call 1-800-894-3462 and we'll send you a 2-week supply. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-894-3462 and get your free Aloe Colon and Body Cleanse. Call 1-800-894-3462 now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as we can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. Out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know enough, I just knew too much.
Welcome back, we're about to go to Tex Mars, and we're going to take just a few calls for him before he leaves us. I'm going to keep him about 10-15 minutes in the next hour, then we got Mike Rivero joining us, because I'm a little bit behind today. I hope Tex can do that. We need to call Mike and let him know that as well. Before we go back to Tex Mars, here's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to talk to Tex Mars. Before we go back to Tex, Researched Herbs has hundreds of well-documented mainline herbal treatments for health and wellness, vitamins, minerals, and one of their best-selling products is Live 52, the number one herbal liver detox in the world. It's been around since 1955. 2 billion tablets and 13 million syrup bottles are sold with Live 52 every single year. And over 300 clinical trials and research studies. Read all about it at their website, researchherbs.com. Endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals and herbal registered drug in over 45 countries. Live 52, ladies and gentlemen, researchherbs.com or 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841 or researchherbs.com. Don't forget prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. All of my documentary films We've also got a lot of other great books and other videos by other researchers like Tex Mars and many others. America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, Loose Change, Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Riddles in Stone. All available, and we have many of the films and books available at big discounts when you get them at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Terror Storm 2nd Edition is there available for download. You can burn it to disk and give it to others. 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is a foundry. It is a armory. It is a arsenal of resistance in the Infowar with our weapon that is the truth. And as Ronald Reagan would say, trust but verify, you can verify the info we bring up. You can check it out. We show you sources. And so don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Tex Mars, there's a website, TexMars.com, PowerOfProphecy.com. We have links up on Infowars.com today on the main page directly to his powerful websites. Don't forget that free newsletter. It's not just free the first one you get. It's free when you sign up. If you want it and tell them you want it, they send it to you. And if you don't want it, tell them and they'll quit sending it to you. Because it's a nice newsletter. Tex is so nice that he helped me duplicate it and do it. It was too expensive for me to do. I mean, it's such nice paper, so big. I tried it out, sent it out to like 10,000 people. I think Tex sends it out to like, I forget, it's a lot more than I do. And I use the same printing company, same people. I mean, these things are, no expense is spared. These are really nice newsletters, and I hope you get it. And Tex, go ahead and give folks that number out again to get a free newsletter.
Well, thank you, Alex. It would be 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. And simply say, I'd like the newsletter, and we'll be glad to send that to you. And again, we're not going to get your phone number and things like that. We're not going to be calling you. We're not going to send you, you know, anything about asking for money. They don't have to worry about that at all.
Absolutely. In fact, it's just a newsletter you put out, and I guess we're able to pay for it. It's got a few ads or for whatever the great videos and books you've got out at the time are. Again, folks, every time, I mean, I get the newsletter, and every time I sit down, it's great when I'm eating breakfast and, you know, read through it because I learn stuff all the time. I learn a lot from Tex on several of my films, three or four of them. I've gone into his huge archive. He's got several big rooms just filled to the ceiling with well-archived documents, news articles. I have raided your archives.
Well, listen, you're always welcome to do that because I've gotten a lot of information from watching your videos and talking with you over the years, Alex. But, yeah, of course, my wife here complains that I'm junked up. You know, I can barely get out of my desk here. The place is full of archives, as you mentioned, and boxes of books and magazine articles. And, of course, now I have about 10,000, it appears like, books and such working on this new project I have.
How many books have you written total?
I think I've written 43 books. And, of course, many booklets and video documentaries and things like that. But actual books, I think 43. I've contributed to a number of others. This was over many years. Of course, I began by writing high technology books. I wrote the first encyclopedia of personal home robots. Believe it or not, it was a main selection of the computer and the electronic book clubs. So I wrote a lot. I wrote the first book on careers and with robots.
You also ended up being one of the few people ever to have your book on how to pass some different types of military tests, and then it was only chosen, I mean, printed by two publishers, and I think you were the only person they ever chose your book for both publications, right?
Yes, everyone who goes in the military service has to take the ASVAB test, and so we have a book and called Barron's How to Prepare for the Armed Forces Test that I authored. But you know, it's been now 20 years, and I know it was the work of God who put me in this ministry. And my whole goal has been based on truth. What is the truth? And I have found that there are so many fictions, so much history. You know, Napoleon basically said history is a set of lies prearranged. That was Napoleon said.
Wow.
A set of lies that are prearranged. Now, I don't like that. I don't like to live amidst prearranged lies, where everywhere you turn, there's nothing but propaganda. I was recently reading, you know, H.G. Wells, which is quite a fascinating writer. Remember The Invisible Man?
Top eugenicist.
Yeah, that is true. Well, he was an Illuminist, of course. a member of the conspiracy. He wrote at the same time he wrote The Invisible Man and The Time Machine that we might enjoy. He also wrote The Open Conspiracy Blueprints for a World Revolution. So he was one of the conspirators. Now, here's an interesting thing. They call you and me, Alex, conspiracy theorists. But Wells really gave it away when he said what this really is a conspiracy of the elite. And listen to what he says, because I think this is so important. He said, quote, now this is in his book called The Open Conspiracy. He says, the conspiracy, that's of the elite, must begin as a movement of explanation and propaganda. So for them to take over the world and bring in their World Federation, as Alfred Lord Tennyson called it in his poem, Locksley Hall, there's two elements. It must be a movement by the elite, and they have to use explanation. So they have to explain the way things are supposed to be or are. What's really happened in Iraq, they're going to explain it to us, Alex. What's happening in Afghanistan? What happened with Corporal Tillman, Private Jessica Lynch? They're going to explain the way they want us to understand it, put their spin on it. And the second element is propaganda. And I think those are the two elements that we have now. They control the mass media, and we're really the only outlets people can believe in as truth, because we don't have any dog in the hunt other than American patriotism. And a lot of people say, so you're part of the patriot movement. And I don't know why, as much a patriot as I am, I guess I come from small town America, and, you know, I'm the kind of guy, when I joined the Air Force at the young age of 18, when I said the Pledge of Allegiance, I had tears in my eyes because I love this great country. But as great as that feeling, and I know you're just like that, Alex, I've met you many times, as great as that is, I have to tell you, I love the truth more.
Absolutely.
I love because really a nation that's based on a fabric of lies cannot stand.
Justice be done, though the heavens fall. And just mentioning a little side point when you brought up Mohammad Karzai, when Bush is up there in a speech going, they're pure evil, they're helping the Taliban overthrow our government there, Al-Qaeda. And Karzai goes, well, actually, they're helping us, they're not bad, at least on that issue. I'm not defending any of these regimes. You know, there's always evil in high places, folks. But Iran is Shiite, folks, okay? That's the opposite of Wahhabi, the opposite of what the Pashtuns follow, of what the Taliban slash Al-Qaeda is. It's the two major brands of Islam. You know, one is Lex Luthor, the other is Superman, depending on which side of the stripe the Muslim's on. But the point is, it's black and white. It's two separate groups. And so they get on the news and go, Iran's funding Al-Qaeda insurgency in Iraq. Iran is the opposite of Al-Qaeda, and then you actually read the White House announced a few months ago, what we knew 3 years ago they were doing, Cy Hirsch reported on it, that they're actually using Wahhabist real Al-Qaeda-federated groups to attack Iran in their western province to destabilize. So in reality, the criminals that run our government are actually using real Al-Qaeda. To attack Iran. Iran is always kicking them out. Iran has been helping go after any of these people in their border regions because they don't like them, but they want to overthrow Iran. And then Bush has the nerve to lie and say that Iran is behind Al-Qaeda when it's apples and oranges. And that's so simple, but I try to explain it to people on the street when it's like people are mesmerized. They can't think. I don't understand it.
Well, it is part of the psychodrama, the theater that's been arranged for us. Remember, that's the explanation and propaganda that the conspiracy elite are using. So it is the pageantry and illusion, and most people cannot break away from that. You know, we were talking earlier about the lie of Pearl Harbor, because so many people say to you, and I know they do me too, Alex, and to every person who's in the Patriot Truth Movement, they say, surely you're not suggesting that our government would kill 3,000 people on 9/11. Surely, what monsters would do such a thing? But of course, life is nothing to these evil planners. And 3,000, that's approximately what also died at Pearl Harbor. Now, you mentioned this illusion and the pageantry and how people are mesmerized. I was just reading a book recently called, and the title is immaterial. It's a little bit awkward. It's called Clausen's Commentaries on Morals and Dogma. Henry C. Clausen was a 33rd degree Mason and the sovereign grand commander of all of Freemasonry beginning in 1969. And he was there for about 20 years or so. Okay? So this is in our lifetimes. Henry C. Clausen, he wrote this book that really comments on Albert Pike's magic witchcraft text that's the classic textbook for all Masons called Morals and Dogma. But I noticed on something. I got to page 212, and he was talking about the Wizard of Oz. Well, what has that got to do with Freemasons and with the Illuminati conspiracy? He talks about the royal secret that the elite, have, these godmen, these Olympians. And he said, you must find it for yourself like Dorothy of the Wizard of Oz wearing magic slippers. So, they're telling their people, this is magic, and you've got to be a magician, and you've got to deceive the people by mesmerizing them, by hypnotizing them, by over and over repeating the same lies. Now, the interesting thing about this, and you're going to love this, Alex, this Henry C. Clausen, sovereign grand commander of International Scottish Rite Freemasonry, by the way, he was also an illustrious potentate member of the United Lodge of Great Britain. It all works together, doesn't it? He was also a member of the Bohemian Club of San Francisco.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but that's not all. I was looking at this biography in the back about the author on page 213. You won't believe this. The guy was an attorney. He went into the Army in 1942 during World War II and became a lieutenant colonel in the Judge Advocate General's office. But now listen to this. He was the personal appointee, it says here, of FDR, Secretary of War Henry Stimson, on the Army's Pearl Harbor Board.
Wow.
Now remember the guy, member of Bohemian Grove, 33rd degree Mason, went on to become the sovereign grand commander, a corrupt attorney out of San Francisco, and here he is on the Pearl Harbor Board. It says he also conducted further investigations into the Pearl Harbor disaster and was rewarded with a Legion of Merit for his judgment.
Oh.
It says his efforts contributed much to the maintenance of public confidence in what happened at Pearl Harbor. Oh, yes. How wonderful. And by the way, in case there were any of these claims that there were communists in the Pentagon and in the White House, such as McCarthy had, they were ready for this. This guy, Clausen, the head of the Masons, was, listen to this, he was appointed as staff judge advocate to the office of the prosecutor in important court-martial cases, and he was on the special presidential appeal board for spy trials. You're accused of being a spy? Don't worry. Old brother Clausen will take care of it. So everything is cooked by these people. And this is just an example. So was Pearl Harbor a lie? Of course. Roosevelt knew they wanted to get us into World War II. They knew what the Japanese were going to do. They knew that Berlin, Germany, had a pact with Japan. And when we declared war on Japan, we were also declaring war on Germany. This is what they wanted. This is the Druid witch, a pagan priest over in Great Britain, Winston Churchill, working with the pagan priest of America, FDR, the Freemason, who put the all-seeing eye, and they had old brother Clausen there all ready to go as a staff judge advocate, the personal appointee of the Secretary of War.
And look at how he joins the Army and goes right to the top at thousands of times the speed of anybody else. It's all predestined with these individuals. Tex, what do they think about our work from all your years of study? I mean, I know they're mad at us. I know they've persecuted you, persecuted me, but all that's a blessing. But what do these elites think of us?
I believe they're very worried about us. I believe they're very concerned. Just like Lenin said, we cannot allow words against the government. Remember, Bush even went to the United Nations and said, we can't allow these conspiracy theorists. And I'm paraphrasing him, but you remember it exactly.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah, we can't allow these things. And the gal, you know, who was this spokesperson who from Austin, Texas, by the way, I'm sorry, I forget her name now, she was sent over to the State Department to develop a special office. I call it the Office of Disinformation, the OD, the OD of that office, to try to create news items and news stories, trying to blast people like Alex Jones.
And by the way, let me just add this caveat before I forget it. One of the things she said is we're liars, Renz is a liar, everybody's evil, there's no 9/11. But they also said China doesn't take political dissidents' organs. There was a problem, though. The State Department 5 years before had done a big paper on it. So she was even shilling just... stay there, Tex. I want to hear what you think about these people. Then we're going to go to Ron Nelson and a couple other callers for Tex Mars. Then we got Michael Rivero coming up as well in the third hour. So stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul, we're president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Jenny, Aaron, Johnny, Richard, so many of you. We're going to get to you here in just a minute or two and hold text about 15 over into the next hour if he can do that. Need to ask him if he can do that. I keep forgetting during the breaks. Text, can you hold over a little bit in the next hour?
I sure can, Alex. I'm having a good time exposing evil.
You know, I've always been thrilled by it, and, I'm not even claiming I'm certainly no saint, but I like to do good. I have a conscience. I feel bad when I do things that are bad. I always liked, standing up to bullies. And it's so alien, these people that revel in hurting innocents. They revel in lining people up and blowing their heads off. That serial killer up in Missouri, who was, the cop and the public official, who enjoyed, and so many times we see that. And when I was asking you about what do the elite think of us, I mean, by that, I don't mean that as some syncretic, I want to hear about us, but I mean, I'm curious, what do they think about our movement from your research?
You know, first of all, remember they have been dismantling the Constitution one piece at a time. They don't control all the judges, 95%, but that 5% must really stymie, must really anger and baffle them. The same thing with us. We have at least some vestiges left. We really need to grab hold of those things and swing with them like Tarzan, from tree to tree, because there's very, very little cable or rope left there. But I am convinced. I know from my own standpoint, we had the Internal Revenue Service 4 years, actually, audit me. And then they, in the ministry, and then they turned around and audited me personally for 4 years. So, and by the way, the IRS agent admitted that it was assigned. It was not something at random, just the computer spit out. And he must have been a very high-level guy. The guy drove a fancy sports car and wore a really expensive suit. That's the IRS agent they sent over here. Now, they didn't find anything. They sort of wasted their time, but it cost me tens of thousands of dollars to fight this. We finally took them to court, and they finally dropped it all.
Well, not to mention your time, and I remember that really tied you up.
It really did, and of course, these people talk about bullies. They are just bullies. But this is what you...
Well, you wrote that book about Hillary, Big Sister's Watching You, and it's admitted
yes.
that they assigned tens of thousands to be audited.
Oh, I'll tell you, absolutely. I remember talking to the Rutherford Institute, and they told me that my telephone was tapped. But here's the whole point. Our lives must be visible. If you're going to fight Big Brother's evil, your life must be invisible. And again, you mentioned that we're not perfect. Of course we're not. We don't claim to be. One of the things I really liked what you said, that you can't stand bullies and you always fought against bullies. That's always been me. I'm not a real courageous guy, but I remember way back in the seventh grade, they had a guy that everybody was picking on. And finally, I just couldn't take it anymore. We were all during recess or whatever, and they had about 100 guys there, it seemed like, picking on him, especially a couple bullies, and I just walked up. And at the back of my mind, I thought, oh, boy, I'm in for it now. Now they're going to beat me up. But I couldn't take it anymore, and I went up there and I said, why don't you quit picking on this guy? Pick on me instead. Now, some people say, Tex, you were really brave. No, I was scared. But I did it, and you know what? The bullies backed down.
Well, it's a survival instinct for the tribe to stand up against oppressors. If you see a bunch of scum, you can't help it.
That's right, and I believe that most people know these things are true, but they're frightened. But your audience, praise God, are courageous. They are.
No, they are, and it's simple. I mean, growing up, it was a lot of rough stuff went on where I grew up in Dallas. I mean, people fought like demons up there, and I learned real quick, it's just best go ahead and get it over with, not Dallas. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.